Hi everybody, we're back with our regular Sunday update for the 8th of November, 2009, and you'll notice that I've put a preface up in the on the website here. I have the usual Marty Schwartz endorsement of T-theory. As you know, he was a legendary trader, and it says the magic T and I. Became as one. We used to call them magic T's because the time symmetries were magical. But, you know, there isn't really much. We now call them that. It's just basically echoes. And it's turned out that since that time that he made that quote, things have become very complicated. The 40-year cycle is pushing us into a market environment. That quote came when we were going up to the year 2000, which is a top of the 40-year cycle. Now we're coming down, so things are a little bit more complicated. And I guess I would just point out as we start off a new month here that the we're doing the updates every Sunday afternoon. I don't guarantee that the updates are going to be done at any particular time, but they should be done in the afternoon. I had guests here who are basically, they're market professionals and traders and so forth, and they say everything is very confusing. I told them, I said, well, yeah, it's always confusing, but, you know, in this PDF chart we have here, I have a number of things that unconfuse that, and you'll see that we have the history of the first bullish T, then we go to the second bullish T, which is the top in the, basically in the mid-October time period, came down to the black line, bounced up. And we're now looking for the third market T, which is the center post would be the low that we're looking to buy something, and it's going to be a large T and so forth. There's a question mark down low, a green question mark there. You see that we don't know where the center post of the T is. That basically T theory assumes that there are echoes between momentum peaks represented by the blue volume oscillator, and when you break that downtrend, that green downtrend line, and you turn up, you're going to get a reproduction, or you're going to get a rally and a peak up at the right end of the T, which is equally time symmetrical, but we don't really know where that is. We do have this, and you'll see in red this thing, inverse T's, which we used to call wrong T's. That's a new project that we're doing, and what we see is that as you form these green lines, which are the cash buildup phase, ascending tops oscillator pattern. We have a question mark. We don't know where it is, but if we draw an inverse T in, it does project that bottom will become near the end of the month. Everybody has their little theories as to where the market low is going to be, but I'm more interested in cataloging the inverse T or some other aspect of T theory to say where that low is. If you go back to the previous inverse T, which would be located in the oscillator low in the middle of May of 09, you see what we've done was we've constructed a T which is earlier than the second bull T, and what happened is as the oscillators came down a lot, it found a low, and then the inverse T, if you go out, it's time symmetrical like all T's, and you go out to the right end, you end up with a projection that you're going to have a low. This one is more like in the middle of July. It actually came out a little bit earlier than that. And then if you go back to the previous inverse T, which was in the January 09 oscillator low, and you make a projection, you get an inverse T with a symmetry, which comes up with a what's going to become a projection of a bottom around the first of March, but it did not occur until the 8th and 9th of March of 09. The inverse T, which we used to call the wrong construction, it's the wrong way to draw a T, but it does give you a bottom, is basically a collapsed bearish T. And this is a very difficult thing to explain. And in the daily updates, I drew a picture of a bearish T to explain why when we're coming up now, we're going to make a top. We're in the process of making a top now. And a lot of people are asking questions about where this came from. And the answer is you don't really want to know about that right away. All you want to know about is that there's supposed to be a peak in the market now or Monday or Tuesday or something like that. There's a little bit left over maybe. And you see that the volume oscillator has been, in the current period, has been coming down from an August peak. It came across a top in mid-September. That we call that the mystery T. And if you go back to the earlier records, then you come down and you get oversold. Then you came back and you along that line, you made another peak in the middle of October. You came down and you made this what we call an accumulation pattern. And you're coming up and you're going to make another. And it's starting to top out, but it's a little shy of that trend line, and that may give you another run. But basically, the market's going to run out of steam going up here, and then it's going to roll over. And we think that the inverse T projection gets you into the right area. Some people are showing. Remember in the earlier comments, we were talking about the Bradley November 9th date. Whether that was a top or a bottom, and that's Monday, and we're not talking about whether that doesn't have anything to do with T theory and so forth. But if there is any validity to the fact that there is a turning point on the 9th, you'd think that it was up on that trend line, and so you're going to have a top there, and then you're going to turn down one more time. One more time should bring you to the center post of a new T, because in the last update we went through the process of looking at some intermediate or longer term charts and concluded that there was going to be a market peak in the general March of next year time period, and this third bullish T, which is going to be time symmetrical like the other T's, is going to be should be coming up with a low in the general period of the end of the month or early, it could be a little bit before the end of the month or it could go into December, is coming up with a projection of a top into that time period. So we don't worry too much about that aspect of the forecast. It is important that the market, when it runs up, if it runs up next week, Monday, Tuesday, that it just kind of goes up a little bit and then it tops out and then it turns down. Then I'm very much interested in these inverse T's, because one of the perpetual problems is trying to find out where the center post of the next T is. And later on, when we start building these charts and going back through history, which we're going to do at T-Theory Foundation, we'll have a chance to look at more of these inverse T's. But I think that generally what they are is they're T's that collapse, and you either get a low just before the inverse T's, you do a time symmetry and you get a date at the right end of the T, and it's just before or just after that, because it basically, I've done this for 35 years. There's only two kinds of T's. There's bullish T's and there's collapse bearish T's. And it just looks like the inverse T could be a very interesting solution for finding out roughly where the center post of the next T is. It could come in a little bit early or it could come in a little bit late. And we'll have to deal with that at another point in time. But I would say, as far as what we're doing here, we're just looking for this top along the trend line, and then when we curl down, we got some low towards the end of the month, and then that's going to be that's basically a buy point. You can see that the interesting thing, some people, when they find out that T's are time symmetrical, they think the market goes up half the time. Well, actually, if you look at the third bullish T here, or the second one, and you look at it on this time scale, we're saying that the market's going to go up, that the S&P is going to rise from the eventual low, which we believe is in the latter part of November, for as many days as the blue volume oscillator has made this descending tops pattern. But you notice that the descending tops pattern is running coincidental with a rise in the S&P 500. So when we get down there, maybe the thing will curl under and go down to the green line, which is my forecast. And you see the green line is rising. It's the green envelope is now 967, but it's rising. Okay, so that's what you would expect. But when you get there and you start up, it turns out that the wonderful thing about bull markets is that when you project an equal time period for the rally, the cash buildup phase is occurring during a market rally. And that's wonderful, because now it gives you a long period of time to go on the upside after a relatively modest correction. And that's the virtue of a bull market. you could actually do the cash build-up phase for a new tee while you're running it. The problem, the payback on that one is that once you get to the end of the bull market, which we have for August of 2010, you sort of get into the problem where you all that wonderful stuff goes away. Now you have to pay the penalty for it. The way things are shaping up here, just my opinion, is things are looking pretty good. But I think that what that is that's just the stimulus money that's they gave all this money. They threw money at the problem in order to halt the market decline. Most of that money is probably being held by banks and so forth to kind of reliquify their problems. This cash buildup phase, if everything plays out as I'm saying, that it turns down, and you have the low in the November, then you turn up. That could be very good, because what's happening is that the money that's the stimulus money, which is in the financial system, but it's on balance sheets more than anything else, is going to start to find its way into the stock market, and shortly thereafter, as it finds its way into the stock market, it's going to find its way into the economy. So that by the time you get out to the right end of this third bullish T, people are going to start saying, things are starting to look good, not just because the market looks good, but because they're actually seeing some economic turnaround. So that's all I want to say about this. Now that we're doing the updates each evening, which, as I pointed out in the introduction here for the new month, this is my forecast. We're going to stop at the green line. We're going to turn down, and near the end of the month, to be refined, we're going to get some kind of a bottom and some kind of a buy point. And so the question in my own mind, and the only thing that I'm really interested in here, is if that plays out correctly, then the question is, what do you buy when you get to the center post of the third bullish tape? So I've got a lot of questions on the precious metals, commodities, and so forth. And so I think that we'll shut this part down here, and then we'll go on and we'll talk about the gold tee, which is in the archives, the same gold tee as I've had in the archives over the number of years. But we'll talk about it more specifically, because it has it's important at this time, because it's developing relative strength, which I'll discuss in the next section. Thank you.